We're visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, I know dropping that first game against Opie back a little bit before Christmas, and then you know you played Meritazine back on the 18th and got a bounce back victory there. How have things gone over the break for your girls? After you had that tough loss to Opie and then bouncing back with a win over Meritazine.
I thought our break has been good. Much longer break than probably what I've given in the past. I think we went a stretch of about 9 days there without practice. I thought the girls came back, ready to roll. Looked like they had done some conditioning on their own, which was good. Either at home doing different things, whatever there. And so so that was good for them to be able to come back ready to go. And I thought we hit the ground running, been able to have, I think, about what, six practices now, whatever that total is, before we get rolling here. But they've been pretty focused. I thought I could see a little bit of it maybe hitting yesterday. So we kept it short yesterday. But obviously today we'll be right back in it and ready to roll to start this second half of LCL play. And to get us going here into the second half of the season.
So what does it mean that the girls came back with a lot of confidence? Because I know with holiday breaks, when they have a little bit of a layoff, sometimes the start of practicing, resuming, it's kind of tough to get back into it. But, what does it mean that the girls were just ready to rock and roll and get ready for as you mentioned, the second half of LCL play?
I think they're just competitors. These girls, they know how to compete. They know how to practice, and we practice hard, obviously we're all disappointed, about the loss that we had against Opie, but Opie's a good team. Ron's doing a really good job with them. They're led by a good group of seniors with two sophomores that are playing really well for them, and They're a good basketball team, and it was a fun competitive game to be in, and we know that we hopefully get another opportunity or two down the road to have another matchup like that, and the girls understand that. And look, we're not going to sit here and dwell on anything. We're going to try to get better each and every night. There's things that we can learn from that game, and so I think the girls understand that. And anytime that you're the team that everybody's coming after, you're going to get everybody's best shot. And the girls have to understand that, and they are. And so for them to be focused, I wasn't surprised whatsoever. I have some really good leaders on our group. We are senior and junior heavy, probably for the first time that I've been at Lebo, where I haven't played a sophomore, haven't played a freshman. And so that's given our younger girls time to really understand what we're trying to do. And so I've been happy with our turnout. 18 girls, probably one of the bigger numbers that probably most teams are even seeing across the state right now. So for us to have 18 girls out at 1A Division II, I think that says a lot about our program. I think it says where it's heading in the right direction continuously, and we're not planning on stopping this thing anytime soon.
Real quickly, how do you feel like the consistent play of Audrey Peak and Sage Hadley has been?
I think Audrey's been great. Audrey's a girl that has to play that way for us. She dealt with, a little bit of an injury there early, but then turns around and, puts up big numbers for us each night here so far. I think her shot is falling here late, which is good. Normally she starts off the season shooting it well and then has kind of trickled a little bit, but that's kind of reversed right now where it didn't fall early for her, but now it seems to be falling pretty good for her. And Sage, she's still learning to play. Sage is a great athlete, but she's got to learn to stay out of foul trouble. And some of that is cheap stuff, to be honest with you. At times you don't want to say somebody's getting picked on, but she's picking up some that are just silly. But unfortunately, that's just the way she's been. She's been in foul trouble every single game. And so now she's got to be able to learn how to do that. I have to learn to be able to put her in better situations maybe do some things a little bit different offensively or defensively for to maybe keep her out of that position. But ultimately, we have three or four other girls on the floor right now that are playing really well for us as well. So I've been happy with the play that we're getting from everybody right now.
Visiting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you're scheduled to play Southern Coffee County on Friday, but they're dealing with a situation down there, and sounds like activities are starting to be canceled. So that game's still up in the air on Friday. But if you don't play on Friday, you'll play on Tuesday at Madison. That'll be our area games of the week, and those games will be on Mix 104.9. Next Friday, you'll have Jeff Slater's Bearcats at home, and then you'll have the in-district showdown with Waverly on the 16th. So, these next couple games are still pivotal.
They are, and, you know, I think you just reading off those names, all three of those teams just have, some really good coaches. You know, anytime you're going up against a Bill Nienstedt team and then you throw in a Jeff Slater with his energy and then Ty Piper where he's able to scheme and get his girls in good situations, that's tough. It's fun competition. I think it's what's made our league good on the girls' side these last few years for sure. Made it very competitive. And, I think we're excited for that. Was only able to see Bill one time last year. They really played well towards the end of that game. So we know that he's going to be ready to play us on Tuesday night, and going there is never an easy task. And then Jeff Slater's going to bring the energy. And if you can find somebody that brings it as much as Caitlin Noonan does, you got a situation there. And then that in-district rivalry with Waverly and Ty will be a tough one as well, too.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck over the next couple of weeks against SCC if it gets played on Friday, next week against Madison and Burlingame, and best of luck on the 16th with Waverly, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Hey, sounds a lot. Great. Thank you.
That's Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Granite Construction on KVOE, live and local.